主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
我们谢谢你，在你的恩典里面，我们被保存下来。
We thank you that we have been kept in your grace.
我们谢谢你，也是在恩典里面，我们能够在你的名下再次聚集。
We thank you that we can gather together once again under your grace.
主，我们呼求你的名。
Lord, we call out your name.
求你自己赏赐你的同在，在今天的聚会当中。
Will you grant us graciously your presence in our midst?
你是我们聚会的中心。
You're the center of our gathering.
你也是我们聚会的奖赏。
You're also the reward of our gathering.
我们奉你的名，求你自己同在，充满在这个聚会当中。
By your name, we ask for your presence in our midst.
你要成为聚会的遮盖。
You will be our covering also.
当我们一同在这里交通你自己的话语的时候，求你显现。
Well, as we gather together and fellowship on your words, will you manifest your presence in our midst?
你越过讲与方的一切的软弱。
We go beyond the weakness of the speaker.
你自己为你的名缘故来展示你的教会。
Your name.For sake, will you reward your church, O Lord?
好让人在这里是看见你自己。
The man may see you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在主的恩典里面，我觉得每一次的聚会都是宝贝的。
In God's grace, I truly felt that every gathering, every time that we gather, is precious.
有许多人是有心，但却不能来。
Many have a heart.To come, but they couldn't come.
有些许多人想要，但是没有机会。
Many are willing to come, but they didn't have opportunity.
所以主给我们这帮人有聚集的机会。
Well, the Lord has given us an opportunity together.
不是我们比别人更好。
Not because we're better than others.
乃是主特别恩待我们。
Because the Lord has been gracious to us.
所以我们蒙恩得救的人能够一次又一次的聚集在他的名下。
We who are sinners saved by grace can once again and again gather before him.
我们今天在这里聚会跟弟兄们交通仍然是上一个题目的延续。
Today I'd like to continue to share with brothers and sisters continue from last time.
乃是旧约圣经人物的一个以撒。
I want to share on the Old Testament character Isaac.
我记得上一次我们在这里跟弟兄们交通的以撒是提到说承受应许的以撒。
Last time we shared that Isaac was the one who inherited the promise.
我们如果想到这个人的时候
，As we think of Isaac，
我们想这个人是因应许而来的。
We know that he was born by promise.
没有他之前，神已经向他的父亲亚伯拉罕有一个应许。
Before there was Isaac.God has already given the promise to his father Abraham.
当神的应许应验的时候
when God's promise has been fulfilled,
那神的信实就彰显出来。
God's faithfulness was manifested.
所以你如果说神是信实的
So if you say God is faithful,
乃是他的应许样样没有一样是落空的。
It is when his promise is fulfilled.
我们又想到这个因应许而来的人被献在祭坛上。
When we see that this man of, who was born by promise was sacrificed on the altar.
因为在他的生命中他有一段经历是学习怎样子按着神的命令来过生活。
This man had the experience in his life to live according to God's command.
所以当他父亲要做一件事把他献在祭坛上的时候。
So when his father was asked by the Lord to sacrifice him on the altar.
他深知道在神的手中比在人的手中更稳妥。
He knew that it is much more safer to be in God's hands than to be in man's hands.
所以父亲学父亲的功课，儿子学儿子的功课。
So the father has his lesson to learn and the son has his own lesson.
我们也知道这个祭坛乃是十字架。
And we know that this altar speaks of the cross.
不仅仅是苦难与死。
Not only about suffering and death,
更是复活与荣耀。
But it is also resurrection and glory.
当我们再次在接下去谈这个人的时候
，As we continue to share on this man,
我们也是谈到赛次的最后一点里面说他在田间默想。
Last point we shared was that he was meditating in the field.
弟兄姊妹，外面所有的奔跑是看得见的。
All our striving, all our running the race outwardly.
但是神不仅仅是停留在外面来与我们同在。
But God does not only give us presence in the outward formalities.
神更是属天是看不见的那一位。
God is also the heavenly one. He's the one who is invisible.
他不仅在天上。
He is not only in heaven.
他甚更在我们里面人的最深处灵里面与人相交。
He also fellowship with man in our innermost being.
所以我们上次最后一点提到说，以撒在田间，他做了一件事情，好像大家都在猜测他在做什么。
So、we share that Isaac was meditating, was doing one thing in the field.
圣经里面说他在田间默想。
Bible tells us that he was meditating in the
field. 弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果主仅仅只是在一个礼拜堂找得到，那不是主。
If you can only find God in a church building, in the building, then he is not truly the Lord.
主不受时间与空间的限制。
The Lord is not confined by time and space.
主对于在圣经里面对我们说，我们的心什么时候转向他
？Bible tells us that whenever our heart is turned towards God,
门面的帕子就除掉了。
The veil which covers our face has been taken away.
我们的心思念他的时候
When our heart remembers the Lord,
我们在暗中
When we in secret,
与这位不但在宝座上
We fellowship with the one who is on the throne.
更已经内住在我们里面这位神圣的灵来交通
And not only on the throne, he dwells in our spirit.
你尝试着
You try.
你与这位神交通。
To have fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你思想他的时候。
When you meditate, when you
当你默念他的时候。
When you meditate on the Lord.
就像诗歌里面所唱的说，我的心便觉甘甜。
Just like the hymn writer says, my heart shall feel the sweetness.
当以撒正在默想，正在思想，正在田间有一段暗中的经历的时候。
When Isaac was having a meditation before the Lord in the field.
你如果读到圣经第二十四章的时候，创世纪第二十四章的时候
，If you read Genesis chapter 24,
你就看见神给他一个极大的祝福。
You see that God has given him a great blessing.
因为他的太太神为他预备了。
But God has prepared his marriage for him.
所以我们提到说这位以撒的时候
，So as we talk about Isaac.
今天我们跟弟兄们一交通，他第一在今天所要讲的一个点是，他乃是蒙了恩惠的人。
First point I'd like to share is he's the one who has received blessing from the Lord.
因为神为这位以撒预备了一个贤妻。
For God has prepared for Isaac a good wife.
当他在田间默想的时候，老仆人就把一个妻子带到他的面前来。
Whereas Isaac was meditating in the field, God brought Rebecca to him.
创世纪二十四章六十七节里面说，以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻。
Genesis 24 verse 67 says, Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebecca, and she became his wife.
并且爱她，以撒就说他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
And he loved her, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们想到我们一个人怎样的来爱这位主。
How do we love our Lord?
我们说外面要为他奔跑。
We say that outwardly we must run the race.
所以我们亲手做工，亲手做正经事，无论做什么，从心里面做，像是给主做的一样。
So we do work with our own hands, we do good works, and we do whatever we do as if we were doing it for the Lord.
但是我们又常常忽略一件事情。
But one thing we often neglect.
就是做了许多的事情。
That is after we have done so many things.
结果圣经在启示录里面所提的，则被以弗所教会的第一件事情就是起初的爱心就没掉了。
But one thing we're lacking, that is what the Holy Spirit has rebuked the church of Ephesus in Revelation, we have lost the first love.
就是我们忙了忙，很忙忙很忙。
We're so busy outwardly.
我们也做许多的对的事情。
We've done many good things and right
things. 我们甚至做许多有益的事情。
We're doing many things that are beneficial.
但是那个爱的实体。
But the reality of love, the substance of love,
乃是神自己
is God Himself.
他却不满足
He is not satisfied.
我们记不记得哥林多书信写到爱的诗篇的时候
Do you remember the First Corinthians when it talks about love?
无论有恩赐
there may be gifts.
甚至有好行为焚烧己身
You may have good works. You may burn yourself for others.
许许多多的善事。
You may do many good works,
但是你可以爱不在其中。
But you can do all without love.
难道对人不够爱吗？
Do you have not have enough love towards others?
难道服事不够尽心吗？
If you're serving, are you not serving faithfully?
不是这样子的，弟兄姊妹。
No.
我们的神要我们专注在他自己身上。
But God wants us to focus our eyes on Himself.
他要在我们心中居首位。
He wants to have the preeminence.
他要在教会中居首位。
He wants to have the preeminence in His church.
他要在我们的思想、情感，一直在我们的个人魂里面居首位。
He needs to have the preeminence in all that we do and in we think.
他要成为我们生命的全部。
He wants to become the all in all of our life.
他不满足我们仅仅只是做一个善行。
He does not satisfy if we're just doing one good work.
他也不满足我们仅仅是去教会去做一点侍奉。
He is not satisfied if we do some service in the church.
他对我们生命里面有个很深的要求。
But he has a requirement of us.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than this?
你爱这些超过爱我吗？
Do you love this more than me?
你爱你的妻子超过爱主吗？
Do you love your wife more than the Lord?
你甚至爱你的服事超过爱主吗？
Do you love your ministry more than the Lord?
你爱那看得见的超过爱那不看的看不见的吗？
Do you love what is visible more than what is invisible?
如果神心不满足，你永远不会满足。
If God's heart is not satisfied, then you will never be satisfied.
你的爱情不会让你满足。
Your love, your so-called service will not
satisfy you. 你的事业不会让你满足。
Your career will not satisfy you.
你来教会来服侍，你也不会满足。
You come to the church and you do service, that will not satisfy you.
你做了许多的善行，你没有满足。
You've done many charity work, but that will not satisfy you.
因为主爱我们，为我们舍命。
The Lord loves us and He died for us.
主爱我们。
He loves us.
他要我们用他的爱来爱他。
And He requires us to love Him with His love.
我们跟主之间的关系一定是第一位。
Our relationship with the Lord must have the first place.
我们跟主的关系那个次序一错了。
If we don't get this priority right,
主不是第一位了。
If the Lord no longer has the first priority,
你爱你的妻子。
You may love your wife,
但是你的爱情没有安息。
But your love will not be in rest.
你喜欢侍奉。
You may love your ministry.
可是侍奉里面不会让你找到满足。
But this ministry will not, satisfy you.
你热爱工作。
You may have a great desire to work.
但是工作不能给你带来真实的快乐。
Work will not bring you true happiness.
所以我们在想一个人如果默想的是基督的时候。
If one man, if is meditating on Christ,
我们就像保罗说的那句话，有人称保罗说你是癫狂的。
Just like Paul says, someone said to Paul, you are mad.
你怎么会想会爱那个看不见的神呢？
How can you meditate? How can you love God who is invisible?
所以当使徒们，当那些主的门徒们被圣灵充满五旬节的时候，好多人就说这些人是酒醉了，心酒灌满了。
When the disciples were filled by the Holy Spirit, they said that they were drunk with new wine.
不现实地活在这个世界当中。
They're not living in reality.
弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters.
爱能够使一个人癫狂。
Love causes one to go mad.
如果你不愿意为主癫狂。
If you're not mad for Christ.
你不愿意主在你里面满意感动你让你流泪。
If you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to move you, to touch you.
你心中那个空处为谁预备呢？
Then who are you preparing this room for?
所以当以撒爬到田间去默想的时候，
So when Isaac was meditating in the field,
旁观者可能就觉得这个人是妈妈不在，他有点悲伤而已。
Those who around him might think that he needs to be comforted because he no longer has his mother.
他可能跑到田间去祷告。
Perhaps he was praying in the field.
但是神能够从天降饭给他吃吗？
But can God give him bread from heaven?
他可能没有妻子。
Perhaps he doesn't have a wife.
他有所缺乏。
He has some need.
难道那个神能够把补足他的缺乏吗？
Can God fill his lacking, his need?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的什么都不能做。
If we cannot do anything.
但我们还有可以做的一件事情。
There is one thing we can do.
我们的心就近那位主。
That we can draw near to the Lord.
那个主 在圣经里面说到说亚伯拉罕所信的乃是死无变有是死能复活的那一位。
Bible tells us that the God to Abraham believing is the one who gives life to the dead and caused nothing as if they caused something as if there was nothing.
如果我们的身体健康出了问题，
if we have problem with our health,
经济有了问题，
if we have problem with our finance,
家庭有了问题，
or perhaps we may have problem in our family,
或者说我们刚刚信主。
Perhaps we have just believed in the Lord.
我们什么都不懂。
We don't know anything.
但是你来到这位主面前。
But as you come before the Lord,
你信他不但在天上。
You believe that he is not only in heaven.
他更在地上曾经为我们被杀，死里面复活，如今住在我们里面。
But he was once walking on the earth. He was crucified, he was killed for us, and resurrected. And now he dwells in the hearts of those who believe in him.
你来思想他。
You meditate on him.
你来思念他。
You remember him.
如果你什么都不会做，
if there's nothing that you know,
今天你就与内住的那位主来交通。
You can still have the fellowship with the one who dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
常常我们力不能及的时候，
when we feel we're so inadequate, so weak,
孤单人到尽头的时候，
we are so lonely,
但是因为我们有爱主的一点点的那个心在摆在主的面前，
but because we still have a willing heart to love the Lord,
主就纷纷忙忙充充足足的成就。
The Lord can accomplish more than what we think or ask for.
不但是满足供给我们的需用，
not only to satisfy and fill our needs,
更是超过我们所求所想的，
but it's more than what we think or ask for.
所以当以撒在那边默想的时候，谁知道暗中发生那么多的事情。
So when as Isaac was meditating in the field, no one knows that, but there are things that are happening.
因为他的父亲亚伯拉罕已经打发了一个老仆人去了遥远的地方，本地、本族、本家。
For his father Abraham has already sent his old servant to go to his own people.
为他寻找一个贤惠、善良、蛮有恩慈又美貌的妻子。
To look for a wife who is virtuous and full of wisdom and beautiful.
许多弟兄姊妹年长的在这里分享的时候，常常就提到那个老仆人就好像预表一个圣灵在暗中的一个工作。
Now, many brothers have shared that this old servant speaks of the Holy Spirit doing his work.
那个年长的父亲就像天父一样。
And the father speaks of the Heavenly Father.
他打发圣灵。
He sends the Holy Spirit.
他打发一个仆人出去。
He sent his servant.
为着他所爱的儿子预备一个妻子。
To prepare a wife for his beloved son.
所以我们说以撒乃是得着神的恩惠的人。
So you say Isaac is the one who receives blessing from the Lord.
因为神为他预备的。
But God has prepared this.
不是他自己能力所做的。
Not what he has achieved, accomplished by his own strength.
神为他预备的不是他眼睛所看见的。
What God has prepared for him has never been seen by his own eyes.
乃是他不知道在暗中神用那么大的奇妙的事情，那么荣耀的事情来吸引一个女子来到不认识的他的以撒面前。
Even though he knew nothing about it, it was all happening in secret.But God, his father has prepared this for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的如果读旧约的人物的时候，
brothers and sisters, as we look at the Old Testament characters,
我们好好的读，我们品味着读，
as read and taste the word of God,
我们就发现里面有许多的甘甜神的工作，神的恩惠的手在里面。
We find that there are much of that tell us much of God's work and sweetness of his provision.
所以不要以为做什么事情就会代表爱主。
So do not think that you can show your love to the Lord by doing certain things.
真实的爱主。
A true love.
不当外面有行为。
Not only has the outward form.
更有里面对主有亲密的交通。
But you also inwardly have the intimate fellowship with the Lord.
神不仅仅是要我们的行为要被改变。
God does not only require our behavior to change.
神更要我们里面内在的生命要向他活着。
But he desires for our inner life to be changed, to be more like him.
不要觉得那些人是癫狂的。
Do not think that those who follow after the law are mad.
因为他生命里面好像除了主没有别的。
As if there is no one in their life, besides the Lord.
不要藐视他。
Do not despise them.
不要轻看他。
Do not despise them.
不要轻看那些爱祷告的人。
Do not despise those who love to pray to the Lord.
我小的时候我觉得那些老弟兄老姊妹。
When I was younger, when I look at those older brothers and sisters, those who are in my mother's age, because they go out to shopping and they have to pray.
真的是早上醒来的时候，就是在妈妈的祷告，而妈妈的祷告跟诗歌中就醒来了。
They get up in the morning, they pray and sing songs, and they wake up their kids.
下课回来，好像他又跟弟兄姊妹又在那边为弟兄姊妹祷告。
When you finish school, you see them praying again for brothers and sisters.
我就觉得这些人好像除了祷告，他什么都不会做了。
I thought to myself, these people don't know anything but prayer.
但是很稀奇的事情。
But one thing that was quite amazing.
就是看着这些年长的圣徒们的见证。
That their testimony, the testimonies of these older brothers and sisters.
看着那些只会祷告人的见证。
The testimonies of those people who know only prayers.
发现他们在许多的分担中站住的。
I found that they could stand firm in many trials.
不仅他们站住
了。Not only do they stand firm.
神也借着这些祷告的人是一直来帮助那些在分担中的人。
God was able to work in many trials and difficulties through those people's prayer.
神不仅仅在天上。
God is not only in heaven.
神更在我们里面。
He is also in us.
以撒从他的默想中神，默想基督，默想神这件事情上面。
On the matter of Isaac's meditation, on Christ.
神就在他默想的时候，神让他所爱的妻子突然间就显在他的面前。
As Isaac was meditating, God bring forth his wife, in front of him.
他是乃是得着神恩惠的。
He is the one who receives blessing from the Lord.
就像箴言书十八章里面告诉我们说，得着贤惠的贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
Just like Proverbs 18 says, whoever receives a virtuous wife has received blessing from the Lord.
我们再读一处圣经，创世纪二十六章。
Let's read another verse in Genesis 26.
我们从第一节读到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1 through to 5.
创世纪二十六章
Genesis 26
我们从第一节读到第五节
Verses 1 to 5
在亚伯拉罕的日子那地有一次饥荒这时又有饥荒以撒就往基拉而去到腓利士人的王亚比米勒那里耶和华向以撒显现说你不要下埃及去要住在我所指示你的地你寄居在这地我必与你同在赐福你因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的事我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那样多又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话遵守我的吩咐和我的命令律例法度弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕是他的父亲
Abraham was the father of Isaac,
但是在神面前
but before God,
每一个人都单独的面对这位主
Each and every one of us needs to face the Lord.
神也是亲自的来制作我们每个人。
God has His work in each individual.
没有一个功课是替代的。
There's no work that can be that someone else can learn for you.
每一个功课，神都要让我们亲自的面对面，在他的手中来学习。
God wants each and every one of us to learn the lessons.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒。
In the days of Abraham, there was a famine in the land.
但是这个时候，以撒也面对的是一个饥荒。
But now Isaac faces another famine.
当我们知道神不但向亚伯拉罕显现
，We know that God does not only show Himself to Abraham.
第二节里面说，神也向以撒显现。
In verse 2, we know that God also showed Himself to Isaac.
所以神带领我们。
So God leads us,
像父亲带儿子一样。
Like a father leading his own children.
我们的主说他像老师带学生一样。
Our Lord says he is leading like a teacher leading his students.
日子如何
as our days,
他的应许的力量也必如何。
So are the strength of his promise.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们不能说亚伯拉罕你已经学过了，儿子以撒就不需要学的。
We can't say that Abraham, your father has already learned the lesson, so you don't
have to learn
anymore. 听到的、
看到的还不够。
What you have seen, what you have heard, is not enough.
等我们亲自经历的时候
，only when you've experienced yourself,
那在我们个人的生命中就有会有发生有奇妙的改变。
Then that brings change, true
change in our life. 所以我们说。以撒得到利百加得到神的恩惠。
So we know that Isaac receives, Rebecca received the blessing from the Lord.
但是在神的许可里面，饥荒也是神许可领导的。
But God has allowed this famine to come.
所以许多的难处神许可让我们遇见。
So God allows, many difficulties to come to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果跟神的关系对的话
But brothers and sisters, if we have the right relationship with God,
难处背后常常是神化妆的祝福。
Oftentimes, the difficulties are about a blessing in disguise.
所以在这人来看，好像一下，哦，这个人好像挺倒霉的。
So from the viewpoint of man, it seems that Isaac was having a bad luck.
你看他在那个地方，那个地方遇见了饥荒。
He was living in the land, and the land has a famine.
可能埃及还没有饥荒。
There was no famine in perhaps in Egypt.
为何以撒你遇见饥荒呢
？Why did Isaac had to go through this the famine?
但是弟兄姊妹一定要记着。
The brothers and sisters, let us remember.
在难处的背后有我们的神。
That behind all these difficulties,
洪水患难之时，他坐着为王。
Is God, and even when the flood, when there's a flood, God enthrones above.
神被称为以撒的神，因为神拣选他，神向他显现。
God is called the God of Isaac because God has chosen Isaac and shown Himself to him.
我们的神对他说，不要下埃及去。
God said to him, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land.
我必与你同在。
I will be with you.
赐福给你。
I will bless you.
因为我要将这些地赐给你和你的后裔。
But to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands.
我坚定，我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father.
里面一面提到亚伯拉罕，一面提到就是你，就是以撒。
On the one hand, God talks about Abraham, but on the other hand, God talks about you, your descendants.
圣经里面提到我们的主说他爱世间属自己的人爱到底。
The Bible tells us that God loves those who belong to Him. He loved them to the end.
主爱我们爱到底。
God, the Lord loves us to the end.
主没有离开过我们。
He never will never leave us.
你什么难处让你对主失去的信心呢？
Whatever difficulty that has caused you to lose faith in the Lord?
是困苦吗？
Is it trials?
是疾病吗？
Tribulations? Is it,
是饥饿吗？
Sickness? Is it,
是凌辱吗？
Hunger? Is it,
是刀剑吗？
Is it swords?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们软弱的时候，
When we are weak,
我们回到圣经里面去看一看。
Let us come back to the Bible.
好像每个圣徒他的脚中都没有那么平凡，没有那么平坦。
As if there is no easy pathway for all of God's servants, he says.
但是你一定要相信。
But you need to believe that.
我们的主在你最困难的时候，他没有忘记过你。
Our Lord has never forgotten you, even in your most difficult situation.
所以我们的主不单是向亚伯拉罕来立约。
So God has not only established His covenant with Abraham.
我们的主更向以撒来坚定他曾经所立的那个誓约。
He also performed the oath which He swore to Abraham.
他不单是立约的神。
He is not only one who established the covenant.
他更是守约是慈爱的那一位。
He is also one who performed his oath.
所以神赐福给以撒，当他在经历难处的时候。
So God gives blessing to Isaac when he was going through trials.
而且第五节里面说到说，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话。
In verse 5 it says, because Abraham obeyed my voice.
遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例和法度。
And kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes and my laws.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
不是神不爱我们。
It's not that God doesn't love us.
不是神不做工。
It's not that God doesn't work.
乃是神对我们有一个要求。
But God has a requirement.
要我们像亚伯拉罕一样。
He wants us to be like Abraham.
听从他的话。
To obey his voice.
遵守他的吩咐、命令、律例和法度。
Keep his charge, his command.
然后他的祝福就从上一代流到下一代。
And his blessings will overflow from one generation to another.
哪一代愿意听从神的话
？Whichever generation is willing to obey his voice, this will be the blessed generation.
哪一代愿意接受爱慕他显现
？Whatever generation is willing to and desire for his appearance.
保罗说：“那个荣耀的冠冕，公义的冠冕，要为他存留。”
And Paul says, "The glory, the crown of glory, is reserved for those who love his appearance."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神说话了。
That God has spoken.
有没有应验？
Has his promises been fulfilled? Yes.
因为他不但有应许，他更是来应验成就他应许信实的那位神。
Because he does not only give promises, he also fulfilled his promises.
所以我们一起读第十二节、十三节、十四节。
Let's read together verse 12, verse 13 and 14.
十二节我们一同来读，读到第十五节、二十六章。
12 verse 12 through to 15.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福他，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大户。他有羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人。腓力士人就嫉妒他，但他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲仆人所挖的井，腓力士人全都塞住，填满了土。我们停在这里。神有没有？应验他给以撒的应许。
Has God fulfilled his promises to Isaac?
有没有应验
？Has he?
有。
Yes, indeed.
而且这里面说到说他是一年有百倍的收成。
It says here that he reaped in the same year a hundredfold.
前面说饥荒。
In the beginning of the chapter, it was the famine.
后面说有百倍的收成。
Then it says here it's a hundredfold.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这形成一个何等鲜明的对比。
What a great contrast.
为何饥荒在前
？Why is it that he has to go through?
后面却有百倍的收成。
And then now he's having a hundredfold.
因为有神的祝福与显现。
But God has given his blessing and his.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说到说是叫日增月盛。
It says here, in verse 13, that he began to prosper and continue prospering.
神和你同在吗
？Is God with you?
神祝福你吗
Has God blessed you?
神向你显现吗
Has God appeared to you?
我们也问自己。
Let's ask ourselves.
我们是否像亚伯拉罕一样
？Are we like Abraham?
听他的话。
Do we obey his voice?
遵行他的命令。
Do we keep his charges, his commandments, his statutes and laws?
如果在我们的责任已尽了以后。
Brothers and sisters, if we have done our duty,
我们只管爱那位主
then we all we need to do is to love the Lord.
因为是他使以撒有百倍的收成
So he is the one who caused Isaac to have a hundredfold.
保罗说栽种的算不得什么
Paul says those who sow is nothing.
浇灌的也算不得什么
Those who waters
使他生长的乃是神
Only in God causes to grow.
如果有人问你怎么样能够变成属灵的人
，If someone may ask you how to become a spiritual man，
是不是聚会要多一些
？Do we is it that we have more meetings？
是不是善行要多一些
？Is it that we need to do more good works？
是不是好事要多一些
？We need to do more charity。
祷告多一些
？We need to pray more。
你可以说我都不知道。
You can say that I don't know anything.
但我只知道我来单单纯纯爱那位主。
But one thing I know, I need to come and love my Lord with a simple heart.
你就近他。
You draw near to him.
他改变你是他的事情。
If he changes you, that's his job.
他祝福你是他的事情。
If he blesses you, that's his work.
他使你有百倍的收成是他的工作。
He may cause you to have a hundredfold. That's his blessing, his work.
所以神的应许。
So God's promises
有一天一定要应验
will all be fulfilled one day.
神的应许
God's promises
他是以自己为保证
He guaranteed with his himself.
所以在饥荒的年日有百倍的收成。
So in the famine, the great famine, Isaac had 100-fold.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的功课不是停在这边。
Brothers and sisters, the spiritual lessons does not stop here.
在旧约的时候，神常常以地上看得见的有形的事物来代表在天上看不见的祝福。
In the Old Testament, oftentimes, God uses the visible, material blessings to represent, to tell us about heavenly blessings.
所以旧约的时候，如果谁敬畏神。
So in the Old Testament, whoever feared the Lord,
好像神与他的同在，祝福是看得见的，牛群、羊群、儿女。
God's presence, His blessing with the man is visible. The flocks, the herds, and everything increases.
所以在这个功课上，以撒实在是学过的。
So in this lesson, Isaac has truly learned.
可是正在神祝福他的时候
，But while he was having the blessing from the Lord,
我们就发现第十四节的后半节说。腓力士人就嫉妒他。
We found that there's a new lesson. In verse 14, it says that the Philistines envy him.
你有没有听过世人中有这样的事情？
Have you heard about jealousy, envy?
你当你读圣经的时候，有没有发现圣经也有这样记载这样的事情？
When you read the Bible, you know that the Bible also speaks of this.
那神悦纳亚伯献祭的时候
，When God was pleased with the sacrifice of Abel.
该隐就嫉妒他。
Cain envied him.
嫉妒的结果就把他杀了。
And the result of that envy is that Cain killed Abel.
那施利芳回想回过来来讲列祖的时候
，When Stephen was preaching about the patriarchs.
说列祖因为嫉妒约瑟就把他出卖了。
He said that the patriarchs envied Joseph, so they sold him to Egypt.
当有人说大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
When someone says David kills tens of thousands, Saul kills thousands.
扫罗就生气了，要除掉大卫。
Saul was angry and he wants to kill David.
所以一路你如果读下来
，As you read the Word of God,
你读到当主耶稣被押到比拉多面前的时候。
When you read that Jesus was taken to before Pontius Pilate,
比拉多就知道犹太的冤枉，原来因为嫉妒就把他给出卖了。
Pilate knew that they have brought Jesus to him because of envy.
圣经里面说嫉妒像谷中的朽烂。
Bible says jealousy is like corruption in the bones.
从亚当到他的两个孩子的时候
，From Adam and his two children.
一个是门神悦纳的亚伯，一个是门神憎恶的该隐。
One is Abel who is pleasing to the Lord, and one is Cain who is cursed by the Lord.
一个是善的代表，好像一个是恶的反面的代表。
One is the representative of good, one the other is representative of evil.
一个是里面满了敬畏神，一个里面是满了嫉妒、纷争与凶杀。
One fears the Lord, and the other one is full of envy, strife, and murder.
所以一路下来，这事情好像就没有断过。
So it seems that this story just continues.
你在世人中间。
You see that amongst
你在工作岗位
in the world, it's the same.
甚至你在最小的幼儿园里面的小孩子
even in your workplace or even in the kindergarten,
好像嫉妒在人的性情里面成为他的一部分
as if envy and strife is just part of our human nature.
但神祝福以撒的时候
when God blesses Isaac,
旁边的人就生气了
then the Philistines who are around him was envied.
生气。
They envy him.
为什么生气呢?
They are angry. Why?
曾经有个幼儿园老师责备其中一个小孩子。
It was once a kindergarten teacher was rebuking one of the children.
为什么责备他呢?
Why did she rebuke him?
因为同学有一个很漂亮的铅笔盒。
Because one of his classmates had
结果被这个小孩子给
砸
坏掉了。
Beautiful pencil box. And this little kid break the pencil box.
老师就问你为什么砸坏掉他的铅笔盒
？So the teacher asking why did you break the pencil box？
他说因为他有我没有。
Because he has such a pretty pencil box, I don't have it。
因为他有我没有。
Because he has and I don't have。
没有一个人会嫉妒比他差的人。
No one will envy a person who is worse than him。
没有一个人说我很嫉妒你，因为你考试老是不及格。
No one will say I envy you because you always fail the test。
没有人考走过去看到一个乞丐说我很嫉妒你，因为你比我穷。
No one will say to a beggar saying I envy you because you're really poor。
但是在这件事情上
But on this matter,
以撒刚刚蒙神祝福。
Isaac has just received the blessing from the Lord.
我们知道以撒的出场就像一个基督徒，一个人刚刚被摆在人的面前一样。
It's like when Isaac appeared in the story, it's like one who's been blessed by the Lord and appeared before men.
我们看着他没有以撒，后来有应许，有了以撒。
We saw that previously there was no Isaac, and he was born by promise. 我们观察这个人断了奶。And we saw that he weaned. When he was weaned, his father Abraham was having a banquet.
又观察他被献在祭坛上。
And we read about he being offered to the on the altar.
后来又看到他结婚。
Then he got married.
我遇到饥荒，蒙神祝福。
And he got into a famine, and he was blessed by the Lord.
但是后面接着就说有人与他争竞，因为嫉妒他。
But then there's great strife and envy.
所以这些人就把亚伯拉罕在世的日子所挖的井全部都塞住了，填满了土。
And what they did out of jealousy, whatever wells his father Abraham dug, they have filled them with earth.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们说神祝福，神显现。
We say that God bless man and God appears to man。
神一路搀扶着我们的手。
God upholds us as we go。
但是许多时候，神就把我们摆在一个环境当中。
But sometimes God put us in a position。
这个环境好像你不是力所能及的。
As if there's it's more than what you can stand, withstand.
神不但让我们做一个祷告的人，默想基督的人。
God does not only want us to be a man of prayer, a man who meditates on Christ.
神常常把我们摆在一个世人中间，摆在一个团体里面。
He often put us in a situation.
我记得我曾经认识一个年轻的人。
I once knew a young man.
他是我们认识的朋友中的一个。
He was one of her friends.
但是他朋友就介绍这个年轻人。
So one of our friends introduced this young man to me.
说你要小心这个人。
He talked to me about this young man, saying you need to be careful about this young man. And he was smiling when he said this to me.
我就说怎么说
？And I asked why.
他说你不知道啊。
He said you don't know.
他自己告诉我的。
But this man he told me.
他说他在大学里面跟一些人有意见。
He said he had difficulties with the classmates in his dormitory.
他说他怎么做呢
？So what did he do?
他说这些人不在宿舍的时候。
He said he waited until all his classmates are not there.
他就把他们的牙刷收起来了。
So he collected all the toothbrushes.
他拿到马桶里面去刷过一遍。
And he goes to the toilet and brushes the toilet.
哇，我听得我吓得不得了。
And I was quite afraid, quite scared.
我第一件事情想，我的牙刷不要放在他的旁边。
I said I would never leave my toothbrush with him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你知道人败坏的天性是多可怕
？You know how terrible is our corrupt human nature.
有一个人跟我讲
，someone told me this.
他说你如果在中国吃餐馆，不要嫌菜煮的太咸跟太淡。
So in China, if you go to the restaurant, never complain that the dish is too salty or not good.
当然，我说的时候，我们中间如果有做厨师的，我不是讲你哈，我是讲那个人讲的话。
So I do not want to offend, do not mean to offend anyone who is maybe a cook.
他说你如果再咸
，But say if you complain that it's too salty or not good,
叫人家端进去再重新煮一下。
You ask the waiter to bring back the dish to redo.
他说厨师如果好就跟你做。
So if the chef is good, they will cook another dish for you.
他说如果那个厨师不好的话。
But if he is bad.
他说他知道那是一个厨师就是这样的。你把菜弄进去，他给你弄点脏水，搅一搅，加点盐巴，送出去给你吃。
You say if you bring the dish back, they will put something dirty in there and just stir it up and
they
give it back to you.
实在我们不愿意想象人是这样子的。
Brothers and sisters, we do not like to think that men have such a corrupt nature.
但是圣经里面说，哪里有嫉妒，哪里就有纷争。
The Bible says wherever there's envy, there's strife.
所以这些人嫉妒就做了一件事情，把井水给填掉。
So they envy Isaac and they fill up the wells with earth.
如果井水填掉，你喝什么？
So So if you fill up the earth, the well with earth, what do you drink?
骆驼喝什么？
What did the camels got to drink?
牲畜喝什么？
What did the flocks got to drink?
有百倍的收成，你还不能活了，我跟你讲。
Even if you have a harvest of 100-fold, you cannot survive without water.
我们实在是看到地上的尊敬是这样子的。
So we see that this is the envy and strife among the earth.
当我们从属灵的角度看这件事情。
But what about from looking from a spiritual in a spiritual realm?
弟兄们，井代表生命的供应。
Wells represent or speaks of life's provision.
腓利士人是代表肉体。
Philistines speak of the flesh.
肉体要做的事情就是填满、填住你心中的泉水。
And what flesh desires to do, determined to do, is to fill up your wells with earth.
使你里面没有喜乐。
So that you don't no longer have joy.
使你里面对主失望。
So that you will be discouraged.
使你里面没有办法与主交通。
So that you no longer have the fellowship with the Lord.
使你做了很多的服事，里面却满了空，却很虚空。
So that after you have done much service, you feel the emptiness.
因为肉体是嫉妒与纷争，它就带进来了。
Because there is envy and strife in the flesh, and it brings this into your service.
但是我们知道以撒做一件事情。
But we see that Isaac did this one thing.
他把他父亲所填的井，这些腓利士人所填的井给挖掘出来。
He dug out all the wells that was filled.
我们从十六节读到第十八节，来，我们一起读。
From verse 16 to verse, can we read from verse 16 to 18?
十六节读到第十八节。亚比米勒对以撒说：“你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。”以撒就离开那里，在基拉俄谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世尊日所挖的水井，因腓利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。他做了一个工作，叫恢复。
He did a work which is called recovering.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅是外面的。
This is not just outward.
我们知道这属灵的意义乃是知道里面的。
The spiritual meaning of this recovery is inward.
一面说亚伯拉罕有挖过井。
On the one hand, Abraham dug many wells.
一面说属灵的前辈有许多的工作真理看见与亮光。
On the other hand, we see that the spiritually brothers in the past have many lights, many truth.
仇敌因着肉体的缘故做了一个蒙蔽，做一个毁坏，做一个杀害的，对这些真理涂抹的时候。
But Satan has done much destruction through the flesh.
我们属神的人，你当恢复。
And a man of God needs to do the work of recovery.
但是这不是外面的行为。
And this is not just the outward.
不仅仅是外面看得见的。
It's not what we can see.
更是直到里面。
But it's inward.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你的井没有水。
If you have a well, but there's no water,
腓利士人不会填。
The Philistines will not fill the well with earth.
但是你如果里面井有水的话，
but if you have a well with living water,
肉体一定会出来对付。
Then flesh will rise up and fight against.
所以你是任凭它填呢，还是把它挖起来呢？
So do you allow them to fill your wells with earth, or do you dug it up again?
我们说到以撒是把他父亲手中的工作给继续下去。
We know that Isaac continued on his father's journey.
他恢复那个活水的供应。
He recovered the supplies of the living wells.
但是不代表以撒没有在主面前自己的摆上。
But it doesn't mean that Isaac he has no none of his own contribution before the Lord.
所以26章从19节往下读，读完了以后，
So from verse 19 onwards,
你会发现以撒自己挖了四口井。
We see that Isaac himself dug four wells.
表明他是一个积极进取的人。
So he's the one who is diligent before the Lord.
我们生命中许多的恩典。
We have much grace in our life.
乃是神白白的恩赐。
And they are free gifts from the Lord.
这是在客观的事实上。
Objectively speaking.
所以所有的得救与得胜。
So our salvation, our overcoming,
在乎神。
Is because of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是客观的事实。
This is objective truth.
但是在主观的经历上面。
But in our subjective experience,
有我们的责任。
We have responsibility.
我们为着主的供应。
For the Lord's provision.
有没有付上自己的那一份代价？
Are we willing to pay the price?
所以我们前段时间跟我们几个年轻人在学，跟一些年轻人在学一些属灵的功课，属灵的教导里面的时候，事情的时候，事实上。
So not long ago, I was having some fellowship with the young people.
然后我们一起在查阅江弟兄那本生命成长的蓝图。
So we were studying the blueprint of spiritual growth by Brother Stephen Paul.
里面我们连的弟兄特别着重到这一段话。
So on one of the passages says this.
说客观的事实真理是主已经做成了。
The objective truth is what the law has accomplished.
但是在主观的经历上面
But in the subjective experience,
与我们是否愿意付代价是有关系的。
How does it become reality to us? It's got much to do with whether or not we're willing to pay the price.
所以以撒开始他的挖井生活。
So Isaac started his journey of digging the wells.
亚伯拉罕有四座堂。
Abraham had four altars.
以撒有四口井。
Isaac dug four wells.
当我们知道以撒在谷中挖井十九节的时候，在谷中挖的井便得了一口活水井。
In verse 19, we see that Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water.
这是何等一个喜悦的事情
！How joyful that must be！
我一挖井就得了一个活水井。
They dug a well and found a well of running water.
这在饥荒的年代，在那个地区是何等难得的事情
！What a good news in such a land of famine！
但是基拉尔的牧人便与以撒的牧人争竞说：“这属于是我们的。”
But the herdsman of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsman, saying, "The water is ours."
以撒给那口井取名叫埃瑟。
So Isaac called the name of the well Esek.
埃瑟的意思就是相争的意思。
Esek because Esek means quarrel.
二十一节说又挖了一口井。
In verse 21, then they dug another well.
他们又为这井争竞。
And again they quarrel over that well.
以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。
So Isaac called this well Sitna.
Sitna 叫为敌的意思。
So Sitna means enemy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
相争为敌。
To quarrel, to strive, or enemy.
这是肉体才做的事情。
This is what flesh will do.
这是肉体才做的事情。
This is what flesh is will do.
神家的事情，在神的家里。
In God's house.
在属灵的事情上。
On spiritual matters.
哪里有争竞
？There can't be strife.
哪里有嫉妒
？Where can we find strife or envy?
哪里并有毁谤？
There will be
那些都是肉体的事情。
Profanity? This is all strife, flesh, things of the flesh.
我们今天主查经查到哥林多书信的时候。
Recently we are reading First Corinthians.
我们就像看圣经里面说哦在那个教会当中。
We saw that in the church of Corinth,
在圣徒们当中
amongst the saints,
恩赐什么好像一样都不缺
they are not lacking in gifts,
但是彼此争竞
but they strive with one another,
有许多分门接单的事情
there are many divisions,
弟兄姊妹以撒挖一口井这里面说有人就与他相争叫做埃瑟
it says here, Isaac dug a well, and they quarrel with him, and as they call this name, this well, Esek.
有人与他相争，以撒说叫西提拿为敌。
And the second well, they quarrel again with him, and he called this well Sitna.
这是何等可怜的事情
！How pitiful is this situation?
我们相信这个神所爱的人以撒在那个地方。
We believe that Isaac was the one who God loves in this place.
实在是为难。
He is truly in a difficulty.
我不知道在座的做父母亲的孩子有没有超过两个、三个。
I'm not sure if you are a parent and you have more than two or three children.
如果你刚刚生第一个孩子
if you, first have your, if you just had your first child,
或者只有一个孩子
or perhaps you only have one child,
你去观察他
and you may observe him,
哦、好像他没人与他争
and as it, no one, so no one will be quarrel or strive with him.
他可能就比较任性而已
so he would just be self-centered.
你就会发现开始相争了哈。
As soon as you have two,
你买东西要买两样。
Everything you buy or toys, you must buy two.
如果你有三个
wait until you have three.
你就发现开始有接单了哈。
Then you start to see that they have divisions.
有一天我两个女儿在楼上玩。
One day, my two daughters were playing on the upstairs.
她把门给关上。
They shut the door.
但是老三是男孩子。
The third one was a boy.
那两个女孩子玩游戏就不让男孩子进去。
So the two girls were playing together upstairs and they did not allow the younger brother to come up.
男孩子就趴在门口说姐姐让我进去姐姐让我进去。
The young one says, sister, let me in.
我跟我的太太说我再生一个男孩算了。
I said to my wife, say, let's have another boy.
不然这个 boy 也好孤单啊。
So because he is so lonely.
有一次坐车的时候
One day we were taking a journey on the bus.
两个姐姐有一些争执。
On taking a ride in the car. So,
一个说是，一个说不是。
The two sisters start to fight.
一个说有说，一个说没说。
One says yes, the other one says no. One says yes.
我在开车就觉得
no,、
哎、
I did not.
好烦啊，我的好烦啊。
And I really think this is trouble.
突然间弟弟冒出一声音。
So suddenly this younger brother said this.
他站在大姐姐那边。
He was standing on the side of his older sister.
是，就是这样子。
Yes, my older sister is right.
啊，我说完蛋了，开始接单。
I said this, it is finished because they start to have divisions.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
我们知道这两口井出来的时候，一个是有相争，一个是有为敌。
Well, the first well was called Esek, meaning quarrel, and the second one was Sina, enemy.
以撒在面对这样的事情的时候。
When Isaac was going through this difficulty,
他开始第三口井。
He dug a third well.
他没有相争。
He did not strive.
他第三口井一出来的时候，又挖了一口井。
He dug a third well,
叫做利和伯。
And it was called Rehoboth.
这叫宽阔的意思。
And it means wide.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
世人都会在说退一步海阔天空。
Even the worldly wisdom says if you let go or if you stand back, you have a wide space.
圣徒们在世处事的时候更要如此。
What about, and so how much more should the saints be, have this kind of attitude?
不信主的人说人就是争一口气，真的就是面子。
Those who are non-believers, they say all their striving is but they want to save their face.
但是在神的家中。
But what about in the house of God?
在你自己的家中。
What about in your own family?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
还有第三口井可以开。
We still have the opportunity to dug a third well.
我曾经认识一个家庭是初初信主的。
I knew a family who was new believers.
但是那个家庭因为隔墙的事情跟邻居真的一塌糊涂。
They had difficulties with their neighbor because of the division of the fence.
打起来了。
Even to an extent they fight.
甚至告到官里面去了。
And they shoot the other neighbor on the court.
没有多久，这个我认识的那个家庭的人，房东就得了癌症。
Not long after that, the family that I knew had a cancer. The house head of the family had a cancer.
死了，过去了。
He passed away.
邻居那户人，房东也出事情，也死了。
And his neighbor also has some other situation condition, and he passed away too.
剩下房子呢
？And the two houses are still there.
城市改建，一条大马路通过去，两栋房子都不在了。
And very soon they were told that there was a restructure or reconstruction of the city.So there's a road that needs to go through the two houses, so both houses were knocked down.
如果我们盼望不是在乎将来，
brothers and sisters, if our hope is not in the future,
我们今天在世上真的要争一争。
We shall surely have a strife on the earth.
如果我们盼望是看不见的，所不见的。
If our hope is not what is invisible,
以撒有第三口井。
Isaac had a third well.
以撒离开那里又挖了一口井，他们不再为这井争竞了。
So Isaac moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it.
在第三口井跟第四口井之间。
But between the third well and his fourth well.
圣经里面第二十四节，二十六章二十四节里面说，当夜耶和华向他显现。
God appeared to him in verse 24.
神再一次重申对他的祝福。
Once again, God appeared to him.
二十五节，以他又筑了一座坛。
Confirmed his blessing with.
到最后，他筑了第挖了第四口井。
So later on, he dug a third well, a fourth well.
第三十二节、三十三节里面说，以撒给那个井取名叫做示巴，示约之井。
Verse 32 says, 31-32 came to pass some day that Isaac's servant came and talking about the well which he had dug.
所以在以撒的生命里，
and he called
Sheba. 在以撒的生命里头，
so in Isaac's life,
他有许多的功课可以学。
He had many lessons.
在我们的生命里头，
in our lives,
我们也有许多的本分要尽，功课要学。
We also have lessons to learn and our obligations to.
但神这样带领以撒，
when God has led Isaac such way,
在各个环境中来制作他。
He has been dealing and he's been making him through many circumstances. And cause him to face trials and difficulties.
我们知道以撒蒙神喜悦。
We know that Isaac was the one who is pleasing to the Lord.
圣经里面提到这位以撒的时候。
When Isaac, when Bible speaks about Isaac,
神是以撒的神。
It says that God is the God of Isaac.
那对于我们今天还活在这世界中的圣徒们来讲。
For us, saints who still who live in this generation.
我们无论是祭坛的功课，
whether it is the lesson of the altar,
或者与神交通的默想，
or meditation in Christ,
或者在难处中经历神的赐福，得到神的恩惠，
or to receive blessing from God through difficulties,
或者在饥荒中得到神的帮助，
or receive help from God in famines,
或者在挖井这件事情上遇到整个人际关系的事情。
Or perhaps on the matter of digging the wells, we have difficulties with other people.
我们信那位神与我们同在。
We believe that God is with us.
我们也愿意学习在凡事上来跟随主的带领。
And we're willing to learn to lean rely on His guidance in all matters.
以撒的生命也有许多的弱点。
Isaac has his own weaknesses.
我们相信亚伯拉罕的软弱也成为以撒的软弱。
Believe that the weakness of Abraham is also the weakness of Isaac.
是每一世代圣徒们所当警戒的。
Is what we need to be warned against.
我们一同低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
当我们在这里学习关于你的话语的时候，
as we learn about your words.
你就借着历史向这一世代的人再次说话。
You speak to us through the history, historical characters.
人在你面前实在是破绽不堪。
Truly, men are corrupt before you.
没有你的拯救。
Without your salvation.
没有你的施恩。
Without your grace.
没有你的带领与同在。
Without your leadings and your presence.
环境要吞噬我们。
The circumstances will overcome us.
人与人相争也要致使人。
Even the strife and envy between men will bring us destruction.
但是你使我们的生命中有活水的供应。
But you cause our life to have the provision of living water.
你必定带领那些敬畏你的人到宽阔的地方。
You will surely lead those who fear your name to a broad place.
出于你的话语。
Lord, will you bless whichever words that come from you?
使你的话能够带着能力成为我们生命的喂养与警戒。
That your word may become our bread, our supply, with power.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.